Good afternoon. This is Michael Osterlink with Voice for Hope, Conversations about Healing Self, Culture, and Nature. And I'm speaking with Billy Locke, Executive Director of Good Deed Health, the tagline of which is Making Wellness a Way of Life. Good afternoon, Billy.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
Billy, tell us a little bit about yourself and then a little bit about your efforts at Good Deed Health.
Yeah, I'd love. Well, as you said, my name is Billy Locke. I've been working with Good Deed Health for the last 6 years, and it started, you know, basically with me. I was a personal trainer for 15 years, and then I just saw that I guess the catalyst was really when my son was born. My son was about running around, and I saw him playing with his friends, and there was a bunch of kids that were just, they're overweight, and they really weren't playing so much, and it just brought to my attention that, you know what, this is just a kind of a crazy thing. And then after reading all the statistics of, you know, what's going on with childhood obesity in this country and seeing this personally, I was like, you know what, I got to do something about this. So I basically took my personal training skills and started applying it to the school system and started my nonprofit Good Deed Health. And for, like I said, for the last, you know, 5.5, 6 years, we've been in the school system teaching PE classes and after-school programming. And our program is amazing because it's just really comprehensive, because it's not just fitness and wellness. It's also the emotional and the mental side of it. So we teach the kids, you know, the whole deal inside and out, basically, you know, how an empowerment program as well as the fitness side of it. So that's kind of the program in a nutshell.
So, Billy, I know you're an awesome trainer, and I know that from personal experience because I trained with you about 20-some years ago. And more recently saw you and trained with you for the day when we were in San Diego together. And you have a passion both for physical fitness and overall health, which is wonderful. And I was deeply moved and inspired by your concern for the children of this country. Can you tell us kind of what led you to your whole physical fitness endeavors and your interest in health? Because you already told us how you got to concern about the children through your own. But how did you get into physical fitness? How did you get into the health?
Yeah, you know, it started when I was 10 years old. I remember my dad got me a sand weight set. You know, it's when they were filling up weights with sand. And, you know, my dad took me to Kmart and we got that set. And the reason why I did, because I was one of those kids that was actually the opposite. I was, than most of the kids I work with. I was really under skinny. You know, like one of those guys that had like this bird chest. I was afraid to take my shirt off and go to the swimming pool. And so my dad, recognizing that, bought this weight set so he could help me to, you know, build some self-esteem as well as muscles. And from there, it sort of was like a duck to water because, you know, the first time I started working out, it was just a connection. It was like, wow, this is awesome. I felt so amazing. And then from there, I just started reading at age 10. I just started reading labels of everything I was eating. I started reading magazines and really got into like Muscle and Fitness and Joe Wheat, all that stuff. And then on up through high school, you know, anatomy classes to college, you know, minored in health. And it became just a passion and a way of life. And now I'm just completely consumed by this health and then spreading it to other people. But it's just what I found early on, you know, the excitement of taking care of myself is what I wanted to translate to everybody else because it just felt so good for me, and I want everybody else to feel that. So that's kind of my little story of how I got started with health and fitness.
That's awesome, and you're definitely not a skinny, bird-chested guy now.
right?
For folks who want to learn more about you and your personal work, and I do want to get into Good Deed Health, and we will in a moment, a website, your personal website, and I know you also write and blog a little bit. How can folks find out more about your work along those lines?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Michael. It's really simple. It's billylocke.com. Just Billy, it's B-I-L-L-Y, and then Locke, L-O-C-K-E.com. So they can just check out my blogs, my past blogs, and then just if they have any questions, give me a call or email me through there, and that's it, yeah.
Awesome. And you work in L.A., California.
Uh-huh. The good thing about, you know, today with the technology and all that, I do a lot of people online by way of Skype. So
nice.
So Skype is really easy. So people can bring me into the gym, you know, on their laptops or as well as at their home. So, you know, and also I have this online wellness program that we're doing. It also helps the people to get in shape and stay in shape and all that good stuff. And so You can sign up people through that program, and then they can work directly with me and by tracking their food as well as their exercising and all that stuff too. So that's online also. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm
nice.
Everywhere.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Virtual.
Great. And one more time for your website, your personal website.
Yeah, personal is Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Lock, L-O-C-K-E, .com, BillyLock.com.
Now let's talk a little bit about Good Deed Health. First of all, what's the website for Good Deed Health?
Good Deed Health is G, so it's Good and Deed Health, all one word. So there's one D between the good and deed. I always explain this to people. So it's G-O-O-D-E-E-D, and then health.org, gooddeedhealth.org.
Now, if I remember correctly, at this present time, you're mostly in Southern California or Los Angeles-based school system?
Uh-huh, exactly.
And you're interested in spreading out to the rest of the state and into the other states. Presently, how many schools are you involved in?
We just finished a program with actually 9 schools. That we've all total in the past 6 years. We've done 26 schools, and now we're getting ready to branch out and do 1,500 schools starting in September. So we're going to be in 1,500 schools starting this September 2011.
Wow, that's awesome. And take us through, because you mentioned that not only do you do physical activity, you're dealing with emotions and the mental health and eating and diet, nutrition. Can you take us through a kind of a typical day that you'd spend with these children and what that would look like?
Yeah, lovely. So, you know, what we do is it's an after-school program, what we're doing, and it's going to be in the 1,500 schools. And so we basically just come in, and the program's really comprehensive, like I was saying. So it's nutrition. We start off with the nutrition class, and then we go into the physical side of it. So the nutrition class, we teach them, you know, A through Z, all the vitamins and, you know, where they get them from and how to read labels. So it's really comprehensive. And then and through the fitness part of it, you know, I like to teach them everything from A to Z about their body. So they're not just learning how to do the exercises. They're also learning why and how it applies to their bodies. So I give them, we have these mannequins that we can take the body parts out of. And they can, you know, they learn about every, you know, part of the body, the liver, the kidneys, you know, digestive system, you know, the endocrine, you know, everything. You name a part of the body, we teach them the whole entire deal. So that way that these kids, by the time the 10-week program ends, that, you know, they know everything about their bodies and they're jazzed because, you know, the more they know, that's one of my lines I always like to tell kids, you know, it's like the more you know, the more you're liable to take care of yourself. So when the program's over, these kids are just excited to, you know, apply what they know, and they go home to their parents, and they start telling them and nagging at them to change their habits, and it's an infectious little deal that we've created.
Now, I know you're very passionate about this, but I can't imagine that you'll be the trainer for all 1,500 schools. you need to
right?
sleep, too. So how do you reach out from going to 9 schools to 1,500?
Yeah, well, we've linked up with a number of other nonprofits. One of which, SOS Mentor, and a bunch of other ones. And basically, it's just the people I've worked with. You know, I've met a ton of trainers in my 17 years of personal training, and so it's a network of people that I've met through my years of training, and then also these nonprofits, other nonprofits that have their people that they work with, and we just banded together, and it's one of those deals. Like, you know, I've been noticing through the years, everybody, you have these a bunch of organizations doing the same thing, but nobody was working together. And so that's what we did. We just kind of just tied this up into one nice little baby, and we're all working together on the same front. So that's how we're going to approach the 1,500 schools that we're going to go into in September.
This is Michael Osterlink with Voice for Hope, conversations about healing, self, culture, and nature. And I'm speaking with Billy Alosh, Executive Director of Good Deed Health. Going to 1,500 schools, that's great. It's amazing for all those kids, and hopefully those kids will then influence the rest of the children in their family and their other friends outside of the school system and their parents, and maybe we could have like a paradigm change from a disease and obese and infected culture to one that's full of hope and optimism and health. The work that you're doing is amazing. You talked about a network of networks that you're creating along these lines. If other organizations or individuals would be interested in partnering with you, whether in the Los Angeles School District or in other districts within the state of California or other states, can they? And if so, how would they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they definitely could band with us. You know, that's what we're doing. Like I was mentioning, the online wellness program, that's one of our things that we're doing. We're having organizations use that as one of their fundraisers. So if somebody in, you know, say in Kansas wanted to start a program, they could, you know, they'd call me up, you know, either call me or just go to my website, gooddeedhealth.org, and email me. And basically, you know, you can link up with me through that, and we could set them up and doing a fundraiser with this online wellness program so they could pay for their program, because it's one of the things we found in offering this program, it was tough to have regular trainers come out there and volunteer their time. So we have paid trainers actually to come out and teach the classes. So we have trained professionals teaching each and every one of these classes on a regular basis. So if anybody wanted to do a community program, we show them how to do the fundraising on through the structure of the fundraising, the structure of the class, what's going to be, you know, involved in the classes and how to teach the classes. So, yeah, we are definitely inviting anybody, you know, nationwide to join in on the deal, because that's our whole mission, to go from the 1,500 schools out here that we're going to be in to, you know, do the statewide of California and then across America. So that's our whole little push that we're working on. So please join in.
Yeah, that's awesome, Billy. So it's gooddeedhealth. You said com?
Dot org.
Gooddeedhealth.
And it's GOODEED and then health, HEALTH .org. Gooddeedhealth.org.
Awesome. And your tagline is making wellness a way of life. Billy, with a few seconds left in this conversation, what would you like our listeners to be left with? What message?
Well, one of my little lines I always like to say is, you know, you're worth the investment of your time of taking care of yourself. You know, and it goes deeper than, like, and I always tell people, you know, don't think of when you care for yourself as, you know, the W word, you know, that the workout word or the E word, exercise. It is, what you're doing is caring for yourself. You know, it makes it more powerful for a person to say that, you know, I'm going to care for myself versus you're going to say, I'm not going to work out. So that's my message, that, you know, change the paradigm of how you look at taking care of yourself. It's the most important time that you can ever spend in doing in your day.
Great. Well, much luck to you, Billy. It's very good to talk to you. Looking forward to hearing in the future how well this program spreads. It's amazing that you're going from 9 to 1,500 in and of itself, and I can't imagine other counties and states would not be interested in promoting the health of their children. So good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Michael. Really appreciate the time.
All right. Take care, buddy.
You too. See you later.